Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé, your 90-day fiancé.
With Allie and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90 Day Fiancé Recrap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé universe. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And even if you're a $2 a month subscriber, you will get access to some bonus episodes from other podcasts.
Yeah.
And if you like their podcasts, you can subscribe. We have Gabe Dunn's podcast. We're going to have big ones. I think Hollywood Crime Scene. So stay tuned for that. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you would like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode, tell us a secret, a story, or whatever you'd like. The number is
626-63-420-69. Nice.
All right, let's get into the madness. First, we have 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Episode 7, Speak Now. Important. So we said last week, Jasmine finds the lip gloss in Gino's car and is like, you're yes. cheating on me, blah, blah, blah. Well, an internet sleuth paused the episode earlier in the episode, or maybe it was a previous episode. That is Jasmine's lip gloss, or Jasmine has the same lip gloss.
Well, I will say that I also read that they are different lip gloss because when she's mad getting out of the car, she has two lip glosses in her hand. She has
No. This was on her bathroom counter.
No. I saw that one, but I'm saying when she gets out of the car, she has that lip gloss that was on the counter in the mirror, and she has the new one. And I sent a picture on Twitter. The picture of her lip gloss has like black dots on the side of the thing, and the one in the car does not. And someone's like, "Oh, that's a Pat McGrath color and flesh." Like someone
people are so crazy.
People are insane. So they put them next to each other and it was like, "Oh yeah, that's more of like a brownish shade and hers is more of like a bright berry type of shade. And then having the two lip glosses in her hand, I'm like, oh, okay.
So
whether or not that's her, I mean, it still could be hers.
Fascinating. Okay, well, I'm just kidding then.
Or it still could be. No, I saw that post and I was like, but then someone else was like, nope, that's Pat McGrath shade in flesh. I was like, oh,
that's
okay.
Well, so
you
insane.
Obviously know.
Yeah. Some makeup artist in 90 Day Fiancé.
But then they showed the things and the designs on the things are different. So.
All right.
So. I don't know. I still think it could have been planted by the producers or that it is Jasmine's. I feel like it could be hers still.
Yeah, planted by the producers is a good suggestion because I bet. Oh, I forgot to enter with this. So we were recapping Last Resort, you know, in a previous weeks. They are filming Last Resort season 2, I guess, coming up, and they're doing a casting call for therapists to be on the show. And you can be like a licensed therapist or like a life coach or anything. And I apply?
Credentials. You're certified.
Yeah. So I'm like, should I apply just for funsies? I don't know what I would do with those people or if they tell you what to do with those people. I can't even imagine, but it could just be funny. We'll see. I would like to have some sort of storyline where they think I'm having an affair with like one of the people or
I wonder who's gonna be there. Who do you think it's gonna be?
I mean, maybe it's gonna be people from this I don't know.
Well, they're filming it right now. Well, I guess probably
Jasmine and Gino.
I bet it's them. I could see Shekinah and Sarper.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know either, but I think I would be a good addition if anyone's listening.
Justin and
is a casting agent. Get me on the show.
Get me on the show.
Anyways, so they're in the parking lot still fighting. It's like raining outside and there's very high winds. Yeah, it is a not forgiving environment or climate. Jasmine is crying next to some sort of white wall. At first, I thought she was in like a jail cell or something. And then I was like, oh, no, they're still in the parking lot.
It's just Michigan.
Yeah, it's just it is, which is a form of jail. Just kidding. They have really nice mid-century modern houses there. So Gino gets out of the car. They're fighting in the storm. And Jasmine's like, I want to go back to Panama. And Gino's like, okay, fine. I never cheated on you, but go back to Panama if you want. And I didn't realize, I mean, I say this every episode, I think, that they've only been together for like 2 or 3 years.
It seems like it's been 10 years.
Yeah, it feels like an ancient love story. Yeah. But this is a pseudo like new relationship-ish and all like long distance. Jasmine says she doesn't feel loved in the relationship. Then she breaks down and says everyone always abandons her. Then we have a confessional, a very like Statler-esque confessional where her dad, I guess, abandoned her when she was 3 and didn't want to be part of her life. And so now Jasmine perceives that every man is her dad and is going to abandon her.
Okay, well, that's a reason to go to therapy.
Exactly. And
you can work on that. That's not a thing you have to live with.
Right. And I heard someone say once, like, trauma can excuse our feelings, but it doesn't excuse our actions. So she's okay to have all these feelings. Those are all painful things that happen. Of course, your father leaving you when you're a child is painful.
Sure.
But that doesn't excuse you taking it out on everyone else. So
that's like, you gotta do some work on yourself.
Yeah. And I think she thinks because she knows the root cause that she's done all the work already. She's like, no, I know where this comes from. So
I know where it comes from.
Okay, yeah.
Well, then change
it. Do the other half. Yeah. Like you've only done half of the work. Like you need to do the other half.
She's like standing outside. She's like, it's so cold. I cannot even think. Also, like, it's not snowing. It's raining.
Yeah.
So that's like warm for Michigan. I know it's
what
like,
is it? Like
freezing 40 cold
or something?
Rain. Yeah. It's probably like 40 or 50. Yes,
yeah, that's
cold.
Not that bad.
But it's going to get worse.
Yeah. She's going to be in for a hell of a ride.
Yes.
I guess, like, so then we're back at the house. She does not go to Panama. They're back at the house. And because it's, they're never going to break up. This is just their vibe.
Never.
Yeah. So Jasmine's like, I like to clean when I have anxiety, which must be nice. Mm-hmm. I like to sleep all day and eat.
I like to lay in bed.
Yeah, I like to lay in bed. But so she's finding stuff all around Gino's house that I guess belongs to old relationships.
You know she was looking through drawers.
Oh, I mean, come on. That's the only reason.
She was snooping.
Yeah. And she finds a Kama Sutra book and lubricants, which is disgusting. Only because it's Gino. Like,
yeah, that is gross.
I mean, it's actually gross for everyone. But why do you need the Kama Sutra? Just be normal. Be normal, like have normal sex, but like have let it come naturally. You don't need to be like, I'm going to do position on page 34, number 16, you know? It's just like, it's just weird to me.
Of course he has like that book. That's like,
because he's a nerd.
He's like, ooh, this is sexy, right?
Yeah. It's just like he like wants to human pretzel someone or something.
Ugh.
And new, or is it old lube or new lube? He just has a lot of lube.
I don't know. Too much lube.
Yeah. And he has like notes from his ex-wife or something, which is fine in my opinion.
Oh, it was like a napkin from like his birthday party or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I dug through some old boxes, I'd have stuff from ex-boyfriends.
I have a box of mementos. It's not like weird stuff, but it's a few nice things that people have done for me, and it has nothing to do with the person.
I don't take them out and look at them all the time. I probably put it in a box once, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
And
I don't need to actively throw this away.
Yeah, I actually like dislike who they're from, all the things that they're from.
Yeah.
It's just they're nice mementos of nice
that
things
time.
That someone at that time that someone had sent to me. I guess his ex had the exact same dog.
Oh, yeah, because she went on her Instagram or something and was like, said something like, Gino's trying to replace
us.
But like,
you're like,
wait, but that doesn't,
you're second,
but you're replacing her. I don't know what she meant by that.
It's just because you are still into your ex doesn't mean Gino is. This is the best. So she finds so Gino had to learn Portuguese to go on. Gino's ex is Portuguese, I believe.
Yes.
Or Brazilian. Is Brazil and Portugal, are they the same thing?
Are they the same thing?
To me.
No, they're both in, oh no, Portugal's
okay,
in.
Okay, so anyways. Keep this all in. So Gino either had to learn.
Where's Lisbon?
What do they speak in Brazil? Portuguese?
Huh? I think it's Spanish.
Let's Google. What do they speak in Brazil? No, they speak Portuguese.
Oh, really?
I am smart. Sometimes I discredit myself, and I actually am one of the smartest people to ever exist. Okay, but where is Portugal? I'm just curious. Versus Brazil.
It's near Spain, because I've been to Lisbon.
Why do they speak Portuguese?
They speak Spanish in Spain.
Well, right. But what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. It's just the official language in Brazil.
Is Brazil in Portugal?
Did you say where is Brazil in Portugal?
No, I said is Brazil. Okay, Brazil used to be part of Portugal.
Right.
So I'm not being totally crazy.
Huh. I didn't know that. I thought they spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. So anyways, his ex was Brazilian and he had to go to Portugal for a work trip. So he learned Portuguese. And Jasmine has always been upset that he learned Portuguese because he thought that he learned it for his ex. And Gino does not know Spanish. So she's always been like, you learned Portuguese for your ex, but you won't learn Spanish for me.
Right.
But Jasmine finds a book that says like, my Spanish words or something, or like Spanish learning. And she gets all excited. She's like, oh, maybe Gino is learning Spanish. And the one word in there, it just says peras, which means bitches. It says it's Paris one equals word. Bitches.
The one word he wrote down. Paris.
Yeah. Paris equals bitches. And she's like, what is happening?
Oh, because perro is dog. So I guess Paris.
Oh my God, yeah.
Is female dog.
That's so funny. That's really funny. So yeah, she's like, oh God, this is insane.
Gino comes home. Oh, he's got right. he's got some steps for the dog to get on the bed. And that he bought the cute. Dog a bucket hat.
Oh my God, I missed the bucket
you
hat.
You didn't see
somehow.
The bucket hat?
No, I saw the steps. I must have missed the bucket hat.
Oh, he got the little dog a bucket hat.
That's good. It needs one of those for sure.
I know. So normcore of him.
Yeah, then things go awry. Do you want to talk about the nail salon?
Oh, right. So Jasmine goes to get her nails done and she's like, I don't care how much it costs. I'm getting my nails done.
Yeah.
And she's meeting Michelle, who is
his sister, his nice sister.
His sister.
Yeah.
And she seems cool.
Yeah, she was nice at the dinner too. She's nice.
And Jasmine talks about how she's jealous. She's like, I've been finding all this stuff. And the sister's like, I don't know, that's kind of normal for people to have that stuff around. Like, I wouldn't freak out about it. She's like, yeah, I know I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And which is like, oh, okay. You're self-aware for a minute.
Yeah.
And then Michelle drops a bomb.
Yeah.
She's like, how do you feel? Or like, I don't know. I can't remember how she brought it up.
I can't remember how it came up either.
But she's like, yeah, well, Gino's bachelor party at the strip club before you came. Yeah. And Jasmine's like, what? She didn't know. I guess the day before she got there,
Gino had a bachelor party.
And they show a clip from it.
He's like playing bongos on a girl's butt.
Yeah, the stripper's just shaking her tits in his face.
Yeah.
So there's footage of it.
Yeah.
And Jasmine is like, her face, she's like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Just the biggest betrayal.
You can tell she wants to leave the salon so bad and go straight home, but she can't because she has to pretend to be normal for a second.
I can't believe Gino would do that knowing.
I know. Them,
he loves it. He loves the drama.
Oh, yeah. He likes to instigate. I think they both like to instigate.
Yeah. He knows she's going to fucking lose her shit.
I think that's the only thing that makes them horny and like each other is the fighting. I honestly
think so.
That's the only thing they like
it's
about
gotta
each other.
Be.
It's really crazy. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll
she
see
doesn't
what
confront
happens
him
week.
Yet. We're not there yet. So
oh, no.
Next week. Horrible couple of the year, Rob and Sophie.
Ugh.
This came out. This isn't on the show. Someone on Twitter tweeted it. Rob was on a dating show before the Love Connection.
Before the Love Connection?
No, Rob was on a dating show before, comma, the Love Connection.
That sounded weird. I was like, Rob was on a show before the Love Connection. And I was like, what is happening?
Rob was on the Love Connection.
In 2016? 15 or 16? There's the screenshot of it.
Yeah.
Or there's a very small clip. There's nothing really that happens. It's just like him talking about going on a date with someone. I didn't find the episode or
let's
anything.
See
but he was on it.
Someone had it on an Instagram store. Yeah. Oh, it says Rob is also an actor but has limited success in the industry so far, with
actor.
Virus being one of his known projects. What is Virus?
It's probably like a short film that a friend made or
it
something.
It sounds like something like a horror movie.
Let's go to his IMDb. That's his only 2022 Virus.
It is a short film about a man named Willie who has never owned a computer until he buys one from a strange man. The computer starts acting wonky soon after. Rob is not listed in the main cast.
Oh no. Wait, oh my God, there's so many people in this cast.
He's probably just an extra.
Yeah, he's not even listed.
That's so embarrassing. Being an extra is not embarrassing, but like he is embarrassing.
Wait, Emily Conti.
Do you know her? It's like Allie Siegel.
My best friend from high school?
Shut the fuck up.
What? Emily Conti dancer slash girl on skateboard.
Is oh my god.
Emily Conti. Oh my god.
Is it?
Yeah.
Melissa, you need to contact her and ask her if she knew Rob.
Oh my god, this is so, she's my best friend in high school.
Wait, Melissa, that is so weird.
What?
We need to pursue this further.
I haven't talked to her in a couple of years, but I'll send her a...
If you DM'd her, would it be weird?
No, not at all.
Oh my god, that's crazy. That is so weird. I'm dying.
That is so weird.
That's crazy.
There's so many people in this movie.
That's it's strange a short film.
Oh, there's a lot of voices.
Oh boy.
Virus bug voice.
We might have to watch this. Voice.
Oh, there's a lot of zombies.
Oh. That's actually one of my dreams, is to play like a zombie or a dead person.
That's so fucking weird.
That's baffling. I cannot.
Oh, he played a zombie.
Oh my god. And now he defines himself as an actor.
That is so bizarre that Emily is in this.
That's so weird. Like my best friend from Kalamazoo.
She's a producer.
That's so crazy.
Oh, there's 134 people in this short film.
That's deranged.
Wow. Wait, is it directed by her boyfriend? No.
All right. Well.
Well.
Stay tuned as we pursue that lead. That hot lead.
Strange.
Marissa's childhood
very
best
weird. Very weird.
Okay. Do you want to do Rob and Sophie?
Okay, so Sophie's still at her like Airbnb rental.
Yeah.
She wants to have a talk in person, but she doesn't want to go to his gross house.
She literally says that. She's like, I want to talk, but I don't want to go to his house because it's gross over there.
Yeah, it's really gross. So he goes to her. She's renting. It's a house. And I don't know if she's renting the whole house or probably just a room in it or something. It's weird.
I don't know. The pillows on the bed, like, say French phrases on them. It looks like the inside of a pain quotidien or something. That sandwich.
Yes.
That, like, breakfast place. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. It looks like a restaurant.
It does. That's what it is. It's a restaurant.
It's restaurant decor.
Yeah. And he shows up with only one red rose.
Yeah. That was picked from someone's house for sure.
Oh, absolutely. He just stole that on the way over.
You can't buy one red rose. Yeah. I guess you can.
And so they're talking, arguing about whatever. And she's like, I just wanted you to be loyal. Yeah. And he says he's been loyal since she moved to LA.
Yeah, which is like red flag alert.
Right. And like in some way, he kind of blames it on her.
Oh, yeah. Because they were long distance. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he says, he's like, talking about the porn, he's like, it's like junk mail. It wasn't important to me. What are you talking about? Like, what?
Also, if it wasn't important, that's even a better reason not to do it.
Right.
Like, if it meant so little, then why do it? You know?
Yeah. It's so...
He's so stupid.
And the
stupid.
Way he's talking to her is like... He's annoyed by her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, whatever. Like, it's not a big thing. Like, get over it. It wasn't a big thing. Like, obviously she's upset by it, but he's
right.
Like
it's
blaming
a big thing to
her.
Yeah, he's like, if you had been here, this like it wouldn't have happened.
And Sophie's like, I have 90 days to figure out or to get over you cheating on me, and she's like, there's nowhere else to go. I don't understand why she just doesn't go home.
I think she wants to be in LA. I think that this is what I've gathered from it. When she said, I only have 90 days to get over this, I'm like, or you can just break up with him, but she doesn't even see that as an option.
It's so weird.
I'm like, okay, you want to be in America.
Probably because it took like forever to get this visa and...
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. If you go back, you probably have to get another visa to come back. So she's like,
it doesn't even register as an option.
Yeah, she's probably trying to talk herself into staying and getting married.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it sucks. And he said he's been in the slow process of going from single to a relationship. What? What does that even mean?
It's not, I think it's like he's slowly been
cutting out
to her. Yeah, other girls.
Yeah. Okay, well.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Like, you do that during the dating process. You don't do that once you're in a relationship.
You're like, well, I got to phase some stuff out, you know. Well, okay, do that before you commit to someone.
That's what dating is. Like, as you're dating, you start phasing people out, and then you decide you want to be with this one person. It's not like you commit to one person, and then you keep talking to
the other
people.
Well, I got
to
take care of all this stuff, all these people I'm dating. Like, wait, what?
It's like so...
And then he's like, she's like, I just want you to apologize. He's like, have I not said I'm sorry? Like, just... Ugh, he's
he
so gross.
He hasn't changed his behavior, though, and I don't think he's going to ever, because he's a loser-ass
like,
bitch.
He also said it could have been a lot worse. Oh, okay, cool.
He's the fact that she is still there is...
She just wants to live in L.A. at this point.
Yeah, I think she just wants to be in L.A., and she needs to say that, or else she seems like the biggest doormat, and that sucks for her personality, because that doesn't make her seem like a great person to want to be with, you know? I don't know.
Just get married and then just break up. Get that green card.
Divorce his ass or something.
Get that green card, girl.
Separate. Yeah. another fantastic, beautiful couple, Justin and Nikki, or Igor and Nikki. They're meeting Igor's parents. And big step, considering how much they have not really been getting along. But I guess they have been, quote unquote, dating for like 7 years or something. I don't know. He wants Nikki to be dressed simple and Moldovan and traditional. He says in a confessional, he's like, Nikki has the body of a cartoon. She has very big boots. And the producer's like, boobs.
Boobs.
And he's like, no, boots. And he's like, she's like, no, boobs are up here. Boots are on your feet. It's like, the way is, he's so cute. So he takes her to a Moldovan clothing shop. And Nikki's like, I am not, this is not my style.
Of course she picks out like a pink, bright pink neon suit.
Yeah, she legally blondes it, and she gets she gets.
She's
a
like,
hot
"Oh, I could do this."
Yeah, to wear they
and then asks the employee. She's like, "Is this too sexy for Moldova?" And she's like, "I don't know, lady."
Yeah, they never want to say lady get involved because she's wearing a pink suit, but then like a see-through
tight shirt floral, underneath.
Yeah, shirt and. Igor's like, I'm fine with the suit. Igor slash Justin's like, I'm fine with the suit, but you need to do a more proper shirt.
Yeah.
So.
And then Justin says he's been learning English for 892 days.
How long have you been learning Spanish for? What's your streak?
My streak is 649 days.
That's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh.
Looks like you can go to Portugal if you'd like.
Brazil. I don't know that it's really. I hear words and I'm like, I know what that means. But
yeah,
as far as sentences,
it's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah. So they're
She gets. They're driving. She gets a white dress, which is like I like the dress.
Yeah, and she's not wearing as much makeup as usual. She looks pretty, more subdued. And again, they get in that same old argument about sex.
God. Yeah. That must be exhausting.
If there's one thing I know about men, it's the more you talk to them about like sexual dysfunction, the more they're like, don't want to have sex.
Right.
Or like it's just, no, she's going the wrong way on this.
And he even said in a confessional, something along the lines of like, the more she pressures me for it, the more it turns me off.
Yeah, of course. I mean, think about it the other way. If a guy was always like, we don't fuck enough, we don't fuck enough. Like,
I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah, it's just like gross ass. Like,
did you see the preview for next week?
Is that where she says to like, where he says to get a escort or something? No, what?
You see the parents.
Oh.
Did you see the mom?
Oh, the mom looks just like her.
Yes.
Yeah. The mom looks identical to Nikki. Yeah, like, you're like, now I get it.
Hair.
Yeah, yeah. And
okay.
Yeah, this and like sense. Makeup and yeah, kind of flashy like clothing.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling Nikki to dress like that and your mom is like dresses like Nikki.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It always ends up being the mom. The guys always end up with someone who is kind of like their mom or has some sort of aspect like their mom.
It is crazy how that works.
I forgot about that. Yeah. And it's funny because this is from next week, but they're literally arguing the whole time and they kind of like break up in the car.
Yeah. She's like, so I guess I'll just go back home.
Yeah. She's like, I'll meet your parents, but then I'm going to go home. And then in the next episode, it shows her being like, do we have your permission to get married?
These fucking people, they're so dramatic. It's so crazy.
You're like, whoa, that was quick. All right. Then we have Manuel and Ashley, another horrible couple.
I mean, the same old shit kind of happens with them.
Yeah, just like she's never met his kids and that's still weird.
She feels like he's holding all these secrets, which he is.
Yeah, they leave therapy. This is all like in therapy still.
Yeah.
He says therapy's for gringos. Then they get in a fight on their way out and he's like, I'm going to walk home. And
okay.
Yeah, I would be like, sure.
I don't know what she sees in him.
I don't know. I think, it's just like she doesn't want to give up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then Nick and Devin weren't in this episode very much.
Yeah, they just had one little segment where they were shopping for engagement style clothes.
Yeah, but
for
what
photos?
Were those called?
I was gonna write it down. I forgot.
Traditional like Korean.
Yeah.
Oh, hanbok.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called hanbok. Traditional like Korean clothing, and it's cute. She's like she's in. It's like a puffy like skirt or dress thing.
It looks cute. I like
it. She looks cute. She has like a little barrette in her hair. Mm-hmm. And he proposes in the outfit.
They take a selfie. And then I'm like, oh yeah, engagement photos, you just take a selfie. Like I thought, of course. Gen Z baby.
Gen Z, I know, right? They probably have like a selfie stick. They're cute. I like
them.
Yeah,
that he
they're
proposes
sweet.
And I don't know, I like them.
Wholesome. And I like her. I like her Instagram presence after the show. She seems fun. Then Clayton and Anali.
Oh boy, Anali.
She seems so not into him. It's not even funny.
I know.
I think she arrived and saw him and was like, oh, I'm actually not into it. And then saw his house and was like, oh, I'm really not into it.
Because they've met in person.
Yeah,
he went down to visit her.
Yeah. I think it was just that one time, though, right? And that's when he proposed.
I think it was once. Yeah.
I think it was hard
and
fast.
And then especially seeing the house and seeing how he lives and the guinea pigs and the mom. It's just such
a turn.
It's too much.
Yeah. So like they wake up in the morning after she's used the stuffed animal to divide the bed. And she won't even kiss him.
Yeah.
She won't like cuddle or kiss him in the morning. And he's like, this is weird.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. And she's like, I just want to stay in bed all day. And it doesn't even seem really like a jet lag thing. It seems like a, I don't want to have to hang out with you.
She's like, your mom is like on the other side of the wall. And like, she wants to go to the bathroom, but like, she doesn't want to interact with the mom. And he's like, I'll go check if my mom isn't like that. It's so awkward. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't want to do it.
No.
And then Clayton wants to show her everything that like Kentucky has to offer. Mm-hmm. And part of that is horseback riding.
Vamos a montar caballos. I yeah. just learned how to say horse riding on
Duolingo.
Oh,
how fun.
And I was like, vamos a montar caballos. I was like, I know what that means.
90 Day Fiancé is kind of the perfect show for you, actually.
It is, because it's all these Americans like speaking yeah. Spanish like slowly and like in yes. an English accent.
Yeah.
Vamos a montar caballos.
Caballos. And I think she used to ride horses.
Oh yeah.
At home, but I'm not sure. But Clayton's horse seems like it's asleep or something. It is like not moving.
It's not into it. It just
yeah,
wants
or it's
to
like
sleep.
Drugged, or I don't even know no, what's going
on. No, I mean, I hope it's not drugged.
I hope so too. It's
some,
bad news.
Some horses are. I went horseback riding once, and my horse was like not into it.
It was a slow guy.
Yeah.
She, of course, she doesn't post him on social media, which we've talked about before.
Right.
And she says it's because she didn't want to tell her family because right. things move so quickly. But it's like,
it's been years.
It's been
right?
years now. And she's, is there a monster in your house?
No, there's a leaf blower outside.
Oh.
Yeah, no, there's a monster in my house.
There's a Godzilla. Oh, there's a, by the way, there's a really good new show about like Godzilla and other monsters on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, Martin watched that.
Did he like it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's with Kurt Russell and what's his name? Oh. Like Wyatt Russell? What's his son's name?
Oh boy, what are you doing?
Is it an airplane? What was it?
It's a leaf blower.
Oh, a leaf blower.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I can
but not, I mean, it's not too bad.
I'll do a noise cancellation filter. Yeah. Don't worry, everyone. Don't worry.
What was I saying? Oh, yes. So
horse riding. Years.
Horse riding. Years. Oh, yeah. They've been together for a really long time. So it's weird that she's like, we move really fast. You would think you could just right. tell your dad, like, oh, hey, I'm like kind of dating someone.
Yeah. She said she's there for work.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, you're married, you're engaged to someone and you're moving engaged. There to get married.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to tell them at some point unless you're planning on leaving.
Yeah.
Then do you want to get into the bourbon tasting?
Oh, so they go bourbon tasting because, you know, Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, another taste of
ever
Kentucky.
Had Kentucky bourbon. I've had Kentucky bourbon. I went to Louisville.
I'm sure I have.
It's a fun little town. Love it.
Ooh.
So they meet Clayton's sister, Brandy.
Oof.
And
she's a
they're
lot.
Driving to the bourbon tasting.
Yeah.
As I noticed, the mom is in the back seat.
Yeah.
What is she wearing?
She's in one of her going out outfits.
It's like a see-through mesh turtleneck tank.
Honestly, it is a turtle tank. Yeah.
Cut out.
It's like one of those shirts where you like you're on Amazon and you search yes. like sparkly long sleeve
sexy
shirt for older ladies.
Yes. This is and she is wearing that and yeah. you know what? Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. And then the sister Brandy is she Oof. Is not into any of this. She
no.
Clayton's like, I'm worried because she always dislikes my girlfriends. She's just like a Debbie Downer.
She wants to be the center of attention, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because apparently his last girlfriend cheated on him.
Yeah.
And she's just like, how do you know she's not here for a green card? And there's all these red flags. And I mean, sure, probably true.
Yeah. Right. But also, but like, Brandy just like, she gets up and starts crying and leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, nothing happened.
No.
It's not like a fight happened
questions.
Or. Yeah. She just gets up and starts crying and leaves.
She's pissed.
Yeah. You're like, okay, drama queen.
Okay, weirdo.
Yeah. So that's it for that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Then we have 90 Day The Other Way, Season 5, Episode 20. Give Me a Breakup. We get to experience the beautiful nuptials of Brandon and Mary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We start out the episode with Mary being like, I'm not happy. Like, I don't feel happy like I should for my wedding day. I don't know if I want to marry Brandon. Like, I'm 50-50. And you're like, this is a great way to start your wedding.
Great way to start. Yeah. It's good to get married when you have those feelings.
Yeah, it's a good way to feel. We're reminded that Brandon is just 23 years old.
She's older, right? She's like 26, I think.
I'm not sure.
I thought she was a couple years older.
Because Brandon's talking with his mom, and his mom is like, you got to get your act together. I know you and Mary had a fight last night. And Brandon talks about how Mary is the one who's working and selling the phones.
Right.
He's not doing it. I guess Mary is the one who's going out and doing it. And I'm like, bitch, get off your ass.
It's not like that's, I'm sure it's not an actual legal job. Like, you can go out and sell phones, like, under the table, make some cash.
Yeah, or at least, like, go in the car with her or, help her pick stuff up. You know, as long as she's the one getting the check.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
And then it's their wedding day. Mary does actually look beautiful.
Yeah.
And I missed this part. What did Mary's brother say?
Well, Brandon walks up and the brother's like, you look so handsome, bro.
Oh, that's so sweet. What a beautiful bonding moment.
And then a surprise for Brandon, the mayor is there marrying them.
Yeah, the mayor is marrying them. What?
Yes.
How small must this town be?
I don't know. There's got to be maybe 50 people, I would assume, for the mayor to come out.
And, that's
and for
so
Brandon
crazy.
To not know.
Yeah.
You don't know. And he said he doesn't know most of the people at the wedding. It's all Mary's family.
I'm sure.
Just doesn't know what's going on.
Also, I mean, we've heard before that they're like the laughing stock of the town because they're always fighting
they're
and
always
crazy.
Fighting.
Yeah. So now the mayor's like, I will officiate
probably
this.
There's a TV.
Yeah.
There's a TV show there.
There's a TV show there.
But this venue looks nice. The view is amazing.
I was going to say, I was like, how did they get the money for this? Like, they had
What's
no
funny
money.
Is that, like, right as I was typing, I was like, wow, the view looks amazing. They showed like a pile of tires. They put some plants in them.
Oh my God, I didn't hear this part either, I don't think.
Oh, so yeah, Mary says, she's like, I feel happy. This is after they get married or whatever. They have the ceremony, it's whatever. Mary says, I feel so happy because here in the Philippines, there is no divorce and he doesn't have a way to leave me.
Oh my, like, God, that's really scary.
That's so, like, that's why you're happy? That's so dark. And, like, she kind of laughs. She's like, huh. But, like, you know she really means that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh my God, that's really terrifying. I guess
there's no divorce in the Philippines. You can't get divorced or something? Or I don't know what she means by that.
Oh my God, that's maybe like you legally
can't get divorced.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a threat.
And then,
yeah.
And then Brandon sees a fog rolling in and is like, huh, that's weird.
What's that?
That ain't no fog.
No.
It's fucking bugs.
Like millions of bugs.
Beetles.
Like, yeah, like a scarab swarm.
Beetles.
Yeah, which I didn't even realize. Said. That's, I thought like scarabs.
They're just like those basic flying beetles.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those bugs are everywhere. And it's crazy.
Yeah, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
They're all over every, like Brandon's suit. It's yeah. like covered in that.
The
they're
food,
everywhere.
You see the food is covered.
People's hair. It's like, yeah. it's. I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was. It's like, you know, you'll see sometimes on the news, like swarm of bees or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or like car drives through a swarm of bees or whatever.
What it's were those? Like what was that swarm in Vegas? Were they, was it it wasn't cicadas, was it?
Oh,
it was
there
like
was there was something weird. God,
grasshoppers
they were red.
Or crickets?
They were like red grasshoppers or something.
Something.
Yeah. But it literally is like a cloud of
it was
bugs.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And like the mom was having a panic attack. She's like, I gotta get out of here.
Bugs.
Like, I would if I had a swarm of bugs around me, I would freak out.
I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my least favorite thing of all
jump
time
off
is
the
bugs.
Cliff. Yeah.
Yeah. So we leave them at everyone's just swatting bugs. So we'll see how
yeah,
the
everyone's
end of
like
their
leaving.
Wedding. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. So then we have Holly, the beautiful Holly and Wayne. Wayne goes to visit his dad because Holly's been saying that she wants to go back
yeah.
to America. Uh-huh. Wayne came home at 10:30 the other night from work, which is like, what? That's weird.
I guess he works like 12-hour days or 13-hour
yeah.
days, he said.
Crazy. And there was a power outage at 10:30. So
uh-huh.
Holly was home at night at 10:30 alone in a power outage.
Yeah.
And I guess Wayne doesn't want to go to America because his job is in South Africa. But
right.
he keeps saying his job is doing horribly and he's like tanking and not making any money. So I don't
right.
really know what he wants to stay there so badly for.
Yeah.
Then they go out to a romantic dinner at the same place that he proposed.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And they're talking and Wayne is like, if I knew that this was all going to be this difficult, I never would have married you.
Right.
And Holly's like, excuse me? And he's like, no, you're misunderstanding me. What I mean is that I never would have married you. Or like, I shouldn't. And
yeah.
he keeps explaining it worse and worse every single time.
I would have, if I knew you were going to
yeah.
go back to America,
yeah.
I would have never done this with you.
Yeah. He's like, I actually, what I'm saying is I wish I never met you. It's not that
yes.
bad.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, you're an idiot. I'm done. And she starts sprinting into the night.
Yep.
And we're like, where is she going? Because she doesn't like go to the exit. She runs like to the side and down this corridor.
She's
and
also
then
wearing this like black hooded
yeah.
shirt type thing where like,
yeah, I was like, she's
going
to turn into a crow and just leave or something. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, she's
and then
a
there's
vampire.
Like gate, but the gate is closed. So then she like turns somewhere and you could tell she's like off a path. Like she's, like somehow she's like in the woods of where this restaurant is. I'm like, where are
well,
you?
She's a crow. She's flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what's happened.
Yeah,
but
she's always running somewhere.
She's always running barefoot somewhere. Kenny and Armando, do you want to get into them?
Oh, yeah. So they are at the IVF clinic.
Yeah.
And they've decided to use both of their sperm.
Yeah, like I thought.
And
mix
see which one. See which one wins.
They
see
call it the milkshake
wins.
Method.
The milkshake method.
It's
that's
so nasty.
Disgusting.
I know.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's so gross.
And they each have their own rooms.
Yeah.
To do their samples, and they show Kenny's room, and it's
yeah.
literally like a closet with a chair,
that
a TV,
so weird.
Toilet paper, and like some DVDs. And they're like, okay, here you go. And then Armando's is like a giant
like a bed.
A bed, like a real hospital room. You're like, okay.
Yeah, like what? Kenny got the short end of the stick.
Sure. And then they both get to work.
Yeah. And Kenny's, I mean, Armando's so nervous. And I understand, like, Kenny's like, I'm just going to go beat the meat. I think that guy is probably jerked off. I mean, he's
in
65.
Many different places.
He's, you know, I'm sure he's jerked off in several different places. But Armando, he's like, I don't, these people know what I'm doing in there.
I know. Like, it's so uncomfortable because at my IVF clinic, the room where the guys go is across the hall from the bathroom and like from where you give blood. So like when the door's closed, you know someone's in there.
That's so embarrassing.
And you're like, ugh,
why can't you just jerk off at home and bring it in? It's because it gets viable or something.
Yeah, they need like a fresh sample.
Ugh.
Because you can't do it at home. I mean, I guess you could like put it on ice or something. I don't know. They just need a fresh sample, and they have to know that like it's yours for legal reasons.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thinking about it from the male perspective, like if someone was like, go in that room and if I was at a doctor's office and someone was like, go in that room and masturbate to completion, I'd be like, I can't do that. Yeah.
And he's like, it's just so gross. And they put like the paper down on the chair.
Oh my God. One thing I was wondering is because they had, you know, like DVDs and stuff and like magazines and Kenny and Armando are gay. I wonder if they have like LGBTQ plus.
I would assume
stuff. Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I would think in America. I don't know, like if in Mexico, if they're like how open they are, how open minded and stuff they are. I was just thinking about that in terms of other countries, like how open minded they are and stuff like that. I was just, I don't know, but it seems like they were sexting during it.
That's what I got because they showed like some funny text, and like good luck, and I'm like, wait, were they just like FaceTime, sexting,
like posting, yeah. So that was interesting. So I hope they both came to completion and get to milkshake their jizz together and have a baby.
Cool.
And then this fucking ass.
And
couple.
Then these pieces of shit.
These pieces of shit.
Sarper and Shekinah, they're still at this bathhouse arguing. And Sarper says to her, you're on the verge of losing me and you're not crying. Because she's like just over it.
Yeah, he says, she's like, I'm not crying because I've been dating you for 5 months and you're telling me like I need to have a baby with you right now. And that's crazy. So that's why I'm not crying because like it's being revealed to me that you're crazy.
Yeah. And he's like, well, then book your flight home. Go home.
Ugh. Yeah.
And he said, he said, it'll take 2 days for me to forget you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be like, okay, cool. Start
okay,
now.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
But they're still together though. Like,
yeah.
We know they're still together.
Yeah, they started a business. They're definitely still together. It's crazy.
It's so stupid because even she like acknowledges like, yeah, you know, he's a piece of shit. All my friends and family were right. And I know why he hasn't had relationships.
Yeah.
But like, she still doesn't leave him. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
like the same as all these relationships. I mean, she says to him, like, I know why you've never had a girlfriend before because of this behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care. But clearly they've made up because.
Oh, and did you see that before picture? Shekinah?
Boy, did I.
There's a before picture of her before all her surgeries.
Different
man.
Person.
She looks so different.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Oh, that's why it's so cold in here.
Why?
I have the air on. Sorry, I'm like, why are my hands so cold? They're like turning blue. And like the air was on to like 50 degrees. I was like
50 degrees?
No, it was on to 63. But I was like, why? It's like cold out too. Yeah, I was like, I thought I was dying this whole time. Yeah, she looks Amish. Like, she looks like, yeah. She looks Amish.
It's really crazy. Like, she has so much filler in her cheeks, specifically to, like, pull everything up and, like, I don't know, her eyes are pulled back, like, her eyebrows are, I don't know, it's crazy.
Her face looks like how my back feels, like, frozen. You're, like, unable to move and frozen. You know,
it's
looks painful. That has to be painful.
And her lips are so huge.
She must have like zero autoimmune or allergy stuff, because that's all I could think about when people have that much filler. Because like usually if you get filler and you have like any autoimmune or like allergies, like your body will reject it and like try to push it out. And she, I mean,
must be healthy.
She must be healthy. So good for her.
She's very healthy.
She's in good health. She's in good health. So kudos to her. She's in good health. Finally, Johan and Danielle.
Oh,
my God. That part was so funny. You have here. So they're both in their costumes still. Johan's dressed as Santa.
He has like a whatever, like a pillow or stuffing in his stomach.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to put the seatbelt on in the car.
Yeah. And he can't
get it on.
Yeah. As like there's so much tension because they hate each other. And Danielle's like, put your seatbelt on.
Gotta put your
seatbelt on. And he's like, he goes to try to put it on. Yeah. He tries to put it on and he can't get it on over his stupid ass Santa.
His beard is like falling off. Yeah. His Santa beard's falling off. He's like, hitting it out of the way. And she's wearing like her dumb elf costume.
Like a sexy elf costume to drop off kids, presents to kids. It's just so fucking weird.
And they go drop off all the gifts. I thought it would be way more.
Me too.
Seemed like it was only like 10 gifts.
Yeah, it was just a few presents. I don't know who would donate to them. So
I don't know. It's the kids in his neighborhood. And I mean, all the kids seem very happy and whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go back home and they argue and he's like, okay, I guess I'll move out then. She's like, okay. So then he starts packing his clothes and she's like, no. Like I bought those.
Yeah.
Like you can't, what is she going to do with men's clothes?
I thought that was stupid. I was like, don't buy things for people. If you want them back or like with expectations.
Right.
That I thought was, that showed that she's also equally immature. Like just don't, I mean, I knew that already, but.
Yeah. So she's like mad and then he's like putting the hangers and she's like, okay, well just like, I need those hangers. Like, give me those hangers back. I at least need the hangers, which I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Hangers,
and those were good hangers. They were like plastic, like nice hangers. Yeah,
those are good hangers. And then he grabs his hats. I guess they're like Yankee hats or something.
Yeah, she's like, don't take those.
You can't have those. Ugh. And then he tries to take the dog.
Yeah, he's like, I paid for the dog.
Yeah. He said, I bought this, which she didn't say, no, you didn't. So I guess I think
the dog, he had bought the dog as a gift for her in the past.
Right.
And so obviously he should not have done that. And that's horrible.
No.
But it's like using her logic, it makes sense.
Yeah. He's like, I bought this. He has a dog under his arm. She's like freaking out.
Yeah.
And he gives the dog back.
Thank
eventually, because he leaves.
I think the producers intervened, because you see the producers for a second, and I think the producers were like, calm down, give the dog back.
Yeah.
Like,
and then she's like, I don't want to film anymore. Shut the, like, slams the door in the producer's face. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, everybody out of my house, she says.
And then the preview for next week, she's like, I learned something about him that I is disgusting and I never want to see him again. Like she said that last week about him taking money out of her account.
Do you think she found his like OnlyFans thing?
Oh.
Or his unfiltered or whatever it is. I don't know when he started that, but maybe he started it when they were together.
No, that could be possible. Like what could it be?
Or maybe she found out about like what is his weird job, like at loan shark getting money.
Oh, getting
maybe
loans
she
back.
Found out he's been like roughing people up. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But then next week I totally forgot about this, but it's
me too.
The episode where Kim screams at
TJ. The top of her lungs. Yeah.
I can't wait. I mean, I hope it's next week.
I don't even know if it's to TJ or if it's more like into a void.
Into a, yeah, they're arguing about something and she's like,
she's depressed.
Stop fucking talking. And then she goes, ah, screams at the top of her lungs. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like this, primordial, what's that
primal
word?
primal
scream that she releases.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy. Anyways, that is it for this episode.
Yeah.
Call in if you have any inside scoops on how to get me into Last Resort season 2 as a sexy therapist who lures in Sarper and then ruins his life.
Oh my God. What if you actually fall in love with Sarper?
Plot twist.
You'd be like, guys, misunderstood.
He gets me pregnant. Really, you don't get him like I do.
He's really sweet.
You don't get him like I do. Anyways, I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's another 90-day fiancé, baby.
Powered by Acast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.